that in a lot of ways, I don't think it was terribly surprising. Vivek Kundra is a hard act to follow, and I think they wanted someone, again, perceived as something of an outsider, even though Van Renkel has federal experience. He obviously has a background at Microsoft, which I think from the administration's perspective brings needed private sector experience to the public sector. So I don't think I think people maybe were surprised by the individual, but not by the fact that it was someone outside the conventional sphere of CIOs.
The first thing that jumped out at me when I saw that it was him and that he had formerly worked at Microsoft was, boy, I bet the folks at Google and Amazon aren't too happy about that when it comes to this guy being in charge of the Cloud First initiative.
Yeah, well, yeah, it would be interesting to know what some of those conversations were there.
That's exactly right. It was interesting to me, too, that this blog post that he put up on the CIO Council blog, and it's also linked up on the White House blog, it only took him three sentences to get to mentioning the 25-point plan. A pretty obvious signal there, isn't it, that Vivek's legacy isn't anywhere near done, that the work continues on the groundwork that he laid.
Right, and I think that was to send a very strong signal that, if you thought you were going to get out of this when Vivek left, you're wrong, because we're forging ahead. I think that was very clear, both the memo OMB sent out yesterday, as well as the blog post the CIO wrote. I think they want to be very clear that they're not finished and they're continuing along the same path: data center consolidation, moving to the cloud, all of those things that they see as central to becoming more efficient and cost effective in IT.
That memo from Jack Liu that you talked about that came out that struck me as kind of a carrot and stick. We're going to give you a lot more authority over this spending, but you're also going to be doing this reporting to the President's Management Council and the CIO Council. So we're going to give you a little bit more flexibility, and we're going to expect some accountability in exchange for that. You think that's fair?
Yeah, I do. I think, though, the authority is going to continue to be a serious issue for CIOs. They do not have the kind of budget authority that you would really expect for someone who's also going to be held accountable. And I think that's really the crux of the challenge for them. And, the only CIO that really has serious budget authority is Roger Baker at VA. And that was a congressional decision. And so I think other CIOs are still going to, struggle to balance their authority with their responsibilities.
Steve Van Roekel's writing about that memo in this blog post, and he writes, under the new memorandum, there are four key areas for all CIOs to focus on: governance, commodity IT, program management, and information security. I mean, if you really boil down the 25-point plan, that's pretty much it right there, isn't it?
That is. That's certainly true. And those are all, big, tough issues. And I think they're going to continue to be tough, especially in the budget climate everyone is anticipating. It's not going to be easy, that's for sure.
Is it too early to kind of derive any kind of thought process about where he may be headed, or is it fair to just say, based on this and some of the other information that we're seeing, like the memo from Jack Liu, it's pretty much just business as usual, just a different name on the door?
It's probably too easy or too early to say that for sure, but I think there's no question that they're going to continue down the path they've been on. It seems to me that every signal they're sending is we are not letting up on this implementation of the 25-point plan. So I think that's clear. I guess what is yet to be seen is whether Van Renkel will introduce new things or something, a different twist to all of this. But I think you're absolutely right. We can expect to buckle down on the 25-point plan and move forward from the CIO's perspective.